Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. You know, nothing gives me more joy and pleasure than circling up with women who are doing extraordinary work in the world. And for me, it's not just about the work that they're doing. It's about how they're doing it. I've, for many years, known that it's possible to attract your ideal clients, readers, tribe, without feeling inauthentic and manipulative in doing it. In fact, for 11 years, I've been embracing authentic heart-centered marketing for two reasons. One, it feels true and authentic to me. And second, it works to attract your ideal aligned client. You have a choice when it comes to writing your copy and marketing your business. You can choose fear-based, which is, we all know, is that traditional copywriting style. It kind of sounds hypey, a little slimy, and really inauthentic. Or, this is what we'll be talking about today with my special guest, or love-based. Doesn't that even, just saying it, you can feel a vibrational difference. And love-based is where you can attract, inspire, and invite your ideal prospects to become ideal clients. And today, I can't wait to dive into this very topic with my special guest, Michelle P.W. And Michelle is the best-selling author of the Love-Based Business series of books that teaches people how to build a business they love and that loves them back. And she's the owner of the Love-Based Copywriting and Marketing Company that provides done-for-you services to help entrepreneurs attract more clients and boost their business. I got to tell you, her blog is full of free resources to help you build a love-based business and live a love-based life. You can learn more at lovebasedbiz.com. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about this today with you.
Well, as you know from our private conversations, and I've read all your books, I'm just waiting to get your last copy of your most recent one. I just love everything that you teach, everything that you believe, and how you serve your clients, because I feel exactly as you do. I want to lead with my heart. I want to lead with my truth. So for everyone listening, what exactly is love-based copy and love-based business?
Yes.
It goes around.
We're not talking about, a business based on selling sex or something like that. So let's just put that in. I thought you could, but that's not what what copywriting is, I guess let's start there. That's not protecting intellectual property, putting a copyright on something. That's all governments and lawyers and other unpleasant things. So what I teach is copywriting spelled, copywriting. And that is writing promotional materials for businesses. And what I have specialized in is something called direct response copy, which a lot of people call it is like a salesperson for your business, because those are the emails that say click here. That's the copy that you go to a page and it's called an opt-in where you're promised something free if you give them your name and email. Direct response is also those long sales pages that you find on the web and you're scrolling down forever going, where is the price? And does anybody read all this anyways? And that's all what I do. And the reason why it works so well, and the reason why if you are an entrepreneur, I highly, highly, highly recommend learning the basics of direct response copy, even if you decide to hire out, I think learning the basics is still important, because what it does is it gives you leverage. It allows you to leverage your marketing and leverage your time, because it actually is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for you. If you don't use direct response copy and marketing in your business, you have to do everything yourself. You have to go out and get the leads or the prospects. You have to get the prospects. You have to sell the prospect. You have to follow up with the prospects. You have to actually do the selling with the prospects. And then you have to, once you've sold them, obviously you have to do the work. So you can certainly do it. And there are businesses out there who don't use direct response copy. It's not a requirement, but they tend to be small. And they tend to be small and local, and they don't really grow much beyond that. And if that's the business you want, then you don't need direct response copy. But if you want a business where that expands beyond the local city you're in or the local community you're in, if you have a big message that you want to get out into the world, then using direct response copy is going to make your life a lot easier. So the problem is, of course, this has been, taught for many, many years, 100 years, over 100 years. And a lot of traditional direct response copy sounds very hypey, salesy, inauthentic. I mean, you might have been seen some of this stuff yourself. I personally had a lot of my friends in the business say to me, "Oh my God, Michelle, I hate traditional direct response copy. You know, can you come up with a different way of writing copy?" And they gave me names for it too, like they called it attraction copywriting and conscious copywriting. But I kind of resisted that until I got the Love Base, the whole Love Base philosophy ended up downloading into me in 2014. So because traditional direct response copy, let me say a little bit about the philosophy piece of it. So basically what happened is, in order for direct response copy to work as well as it does, it has to tap into your emotions. In fact, if you want to persuade anybody to do anything, it doesn't matter if you want to get your kids to go to bed at a certain hour, you need to tap into their emotions. That's how people take action, is they're tapped into their emotions. And all emotions are either under fear or love. So you have fear-based emotions and you have love-based emotions. The problem with traditional direct response copy is it taps into fear, namely fear and shame. You know, fear-based emotions are obviously a lot of emotions like grief, anger, resentment, all of that, as well as shame. So there's a lot of fear-based emotions. So that's where traditional direct response copy is tapping into, and that's what makes it feel so icky. But you don't have to do that. You can tap into love-based emotions and stay on the love-based side and still persuade people to take action. So, and this is something, what I teach, it's not just about marketing or copy or having people buy your products. I mean, it's really how you interact with everybody in the world. I mean, if you want to persuade people on anything, like on how you view a situation, on, like how you're raising your children, if you want to go, persuade your spouse on where you want to go for vacation, you always have a choice if you want to tap into their fear or into their love. So this is really a way you can do it for all of that.
I love the difference. I can feel it energetically. And as I said, I might use different terminology. I've always called what I do heart-centered authentic marketing, because it brings the core. It's the same, I think.
Yeah.
It brings the core of who we are, and we lead with love at all times. Authentic, I use that all the time, because so many women try to, or business owners, I deal mostly with female business owners, it's almost like they sit down at their desk to write their copy, whether that copy is an email or e-zine or an article. They suddenly put this mask on and say, well, this is how I'm supposed to write, because this is how everyone has said it's been done forever, which, as you know, is the fear-based model.
Right.
And then they put something out to the world that doesn't vibrate and resonate because it's not true to their truth.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's the big part, too, is it with what all the books I've read of yours. It's like leading with truth, leading with emotion, but it's all high vibration emotions.
Yeah, exactly. It's your high vibration. I mean, I think a lot of it is the same thing. It's just how I've broken it down, I think, is just
a way to make it, to explain why it works the way it does. So, because you are, there's no question. It is about being authentic, and it's about being telling the truth. Because everything that you think about on the love-based side, which is authenticness, being yourself, standing in your truth, standing in your power, not, you know, giving, allowing people, you know, surrendering, allowing people to make a choice, and, you know, all the stuff like pursuing, you know, the stuff that kind of feels sort of icky, you know, that does sort of that desperation. The pursuing, when you like feel like you have to pursue sales prospects, you know, all of that is under fear, and that's why, because it's kind of tainted with those fear based emotions, that's why it feels so unpleasant. And one thing I do want to say, because I am a big believer in choice, because that's also on the love based side. You know, part of what how I view myself is as an educator. I'm here to educate and hopefully inspire you to be on the love-based side. But quite honestly, we're all about free choice. So if what I'm saying to you, I mean, I'm sure you're following Linda. I can't imagine that this wouldn't resonate. But if it's not resonating with you, it's totally fine. It's your choice if you want to stay on the fear-based side. So, and fear-based sounds really judgmental, which is something I like to talk about too. So there's a part of me that doesn't really like using it because I don't necessarily want to judge people who are using it. But it's kind of, that's kind of the correct terminology for it. So I go back and forth with it. But traditional direct response copy and markers who used to teach, who still do, some of them teach on the fear-based side, I just want to say that they aren't doing it because they want to spread more fear in the world. They're doing it because it can work. So They that's what they know, and they don't want you to struggle. So that's why for so many years they taught this, and they would say things like, you know, just pull up your big girl panties and do it, and stop complaining about it. They were doing it because that's the best that they knew. I mean, they were doing the best they could. So I just also want to say that in here too, because I don't want. The other thing I don't want to do while I'm out educating is cause a lot of resentment to that, because I mean, quite honestly, I really do believe they were doing the best they could. It works, and they wanted to help, and they helped the best way they could.
What I love about what you're teaching is some, and I didn't know for many years, there's people out there that don't know there's another way.
Exactly.
So the more you educate them, they're like, oh my God, no wonder I didn't feel good about this. And so to me, you're being of service by spreading this message, because like you and I, maybe we didn't know this 10 years ago, right? We just came into it on our own, through our own path.
Yeah, I didn't know this, and I know that some of the stuff that I used to teach was very fear-based. There's a program, there's a copywriting program out there that teaches a lot of stuff that I don't teach anymore. So, I didn't know any better either. I was doing what I had been taught, and it seemed to work. And, you know, we do the best we can. And so,
exactly. Yeah. Michelle, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to dive into like the three foundational pieces that we all need to have in place before we craft our love-based copy. I love saying that. I'm like, love-based. And I'll be back in a moment with Michelle TW of lovebasedbiz.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about love-based marketing, the difference between what a lot of people use in marketing today, which some call fear-based. It's just the old style of marketing. And the new, I think, more enlightened, aligned type of marketing that we're talking about today, Michelle refers to as love-based marketing. And that really resonates with me. And that's why I wanted Michelle here today, because there are so many entrepreneurs that follow me who may not even know that there's a difference, who may not even know that every time they sit down and write their e-zine and it doesn't feel right, it's because they're just not aware there is another way of doing it. So, Michelle, what are some of the foundational pieces that you feel everyone needs to have in place in order to craft their love-based copy?
So there's three pieces that I like to start with, and if we get those three pieces in place, it's going to be a lot easier for you to write copy. So the first one is know who your ideal client is. And I like to teach ideal client versus target market or niche market, because I want you to know your ideal client, your ideal prospect, like you would your friend. I mean, I want you to think of them as your friend. That's how well you know them. And when you have a friend, you know, it's like one of the things that you feel connected with them is that you know, like, their core values and their core beliefs. It's not just about, you know, their demographics, like, you know, they have like three kids, you know, that they're an entrepreneur, or they're into health, you know, or they're a mom. You know other things, you know, like some of their core values and core beliefs. And my problem with niche marketing is it's just, it doesn't go deep enough. So to give you an example of what I mean, an example of a niche market would be, you know, stay-at-home moms, 30 to 50, who are looking for a business opportunity. So that seems like a really good niche market, right? So, but there's actually two ideal client groups in that niche market. One ideal client group would be a woman who is a stay-at-home mom. Financially, she's taken care of, but emotionally, she feels like she's dying. She feels like she does everything for everybody else. She is, and her own dreams, her own sense of self, her own purpose is just getting squeezed. And she's, and maybe she's also feeling, you know, she might be feeling things like, is this all there is? And she might even be feeling like guilty because her neighbor down the street who has a couple of kids has to work, and her neighbor down the street is always telling her, oh my God, you're so lucky because you can stay home and I have to work, and, you know, I don't have any time for, you know, I can barely have time to do the laundry. And so she actually feels a little guilty, but, you know, on this whole thing. So she wants a business opportunity because she wants something for her. She wants something that's just hers and that she can grow as a, you know, that gives her purpose and meaning and something else. And it's important to her that it be very flexible because she still wants, you know, her family is still first. So it's got to be flexible. And if she makes a little bit of money, that's great too. You know, she's not, so that's why she's looking at money, not a volunteer opportunity.
So that's one ideal client group. A second ideal client group, this is a woman who has found herself in a position where she needs to be the breadwinner. And so she needs to be making money, and she needs to be making money fast. And the flexibility of a business opportunity is all well and good. But, you know, she's not, that's not what's driving her. What's driving her is that she really wants something that she can get off the ground and start putting food on the table and paying the mortgage. So look at these two ideal client groups. They are very different. And even though demographically they sound the same, their motivations and their, you know, what's driving them, what's keeping them up at night are very, very different. And so so you have to craft a different message to each one of those. Now, one of the things that I know entrepreneurs say, because I know, you know, we worry about the not enoughness. It's like, you know, there's not enough clients, there's not enough money, there's, you know, I don't want to turn anybody away. And that's all very understandable. I had it too. So, but what I would like to invite you to think about is the more you try to diffuse your message, the less effective it gets. So if you tried to put both of those messages in your marketing materials, that this business opportunity will make you great money, plus it's very flexible and it'll give you a sense of purpose. The problem is when you start like kind of just shoving every single message in there, is that the whole thing gets very muddled. And your ideal prospects will probably not even they won't understand it. They either won't trust it because they'll think there's so many messages in there that they don't believe that it will help them, or they won't even see it because there's so many other messages and they won't take the time to really read it, so they'll just walk right by. So that's why big generic messages tend to not resonate, because people really don't want to work with a generalist. As much as possible, when somebody's ready to solve their problems and actually invest in a solution, they want to find a specialist as much as they can afford it, because now that they're willing to plunk down the money and take the time to deal with it, they want to make sure whatever solution they pick is actually going to work. They don't want to waste their time or money. And so a lot of times, because people feel like, and think of this as yourself too, you know, you feel like your solution is unique. It doesn't matter what it is. You feel like your solution is unique. And, you know, and a generic solution, you have a very unique problem, I mean. And a generic solution may not fix your unique problem. So as much as possible, you want to work with a specialist. So that's why having a specialist, that's why being as specific as possible is actually going to have you attract more people than a big general message. That's why it works. It doesn't sound like it would work that way, but that's why it does.
I think that's why it's so important to know your ideal client. Now,
yes.
What would number two be?
Number two would be the correct use of pain. So when I go through all the fear-based emotions, a lot of times people think pain is in there, and I don't really actually think pain is in there. Because pain is a part of life. And one of the things with pain is that there are people out there who can't feel physical pain in their bodies. And they tend to not live very long. So it's because that's your body's way of letting you know that there's a problem. So pain is a part of life. It is a part, is how we grow emotionally, it's how we grow spiritually, it's how our body lets us know that we have to take care of something. So pain is, that's what pain is about. So pain is, and your ideal clients are truly in pain. Your ideal clients really have a pain. This isn't something that they've made up. This is real. So you respectfully addressing it is actually very respectful. It's like a doctor saying to you know, the ideal, you know, to you, you know, well, I can't find anything wrong, so I'll be in your head. You know, when you don't acknowledge somebody's pain, you know, think about that from your own thing. When people don't acknowledge the elephant in the room, it's very uncomfortable. So acknowledging the pain is respectful. What turns pain into fear is when they agitate it. And then that's something that I actually have been taught. So
when you it's a very common direct response thing where you state the pain and agitate it. You know, that I don't agree with anymore, or I should say I don't teach that anymore, because when you agitate the pain, you turn it into suffering, and you don't have to suffer. Suffering is something that happens in your head when your fear-based emotions get involved, and it makes everything worse. So you don't have to actually agitate or suffer. You can simply state the pain and acknowledge it, and just be very respectful about it. So that's number two.
And in the few minutes before we have for the next break, what's number three? Because I completely agree with this, what you just said about agitating, because it never felt good to me, and I know it's been taught for a long time. So I'm glad that you brought that up. So what's number three, Michelle?
So number three is about your mindset, your come from. So if you are feeling very scared, you know, like you're stuck in not enoughness, and you are very, you know, like you feel, you know, you're really desperate for money, that kind of that desperate pursuing energy, it's going to be really, really, it's going to be really, really hard for you to be in a love-based mindset. So as much as possible, you controlling your mindset of being one and of love and abundance. If you're in that, it's going to be a lot easier for you to write love-based copy and also do love-based marketing.
I agree with that, because you can sometimes feel when you receive an email in your inbox, when it's from this place of insecurity and desperation, you can actually feel the energy.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing those three foundational pieces that you need. And when we come back from our next break, I want to talk about your tips on the easiest and fastest ways to get started writing that love-based copy, whether it's an e-zine, which I think could be a great place to start. And I'll be back in a moment with Michelle P.W. of lovebasedbiz.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about love-based copy, the difference between love-based copy and the typical marketing copy that you may see out there, which some call fear-based. So, Michelle, What do you feel is the easiest and fastest way to get started writing love-based copy?
So the first thing is, I think, is to get your mind, it was so perfect how I ended with your mindset. The first thing is to really get yourself in that mindset of love and abundance. And also, just as a pro tip, if you do sales calls, this is a great practice before you hop on the phone with a prospect as well. Because again, if your mindset is, in that sort of, desperation, a scarcity, needing a client, needing them to say yes, that's just going to drive them away. So I would say doing, meditation is always good, some affirmations. And what I want to say is that if you are in fear right now, if you're listening to me and you are in a lot of fear because, your business isn't making the money you want it to be, this is not about you stuffing down to feel fear and not feeling it, because you need to feel it in order to move through it. So what this is about is if you have to write some copy for your business or get on a sales call, it's about putting that fear aside and being in a space of love and abundance, and everything is good for, the highest good for that hour or 2 hours or whatever you need to write your copy or do your marketing or do the sales call or whatever you need to do. And then after that, you can go back to, feeling the fear. So it's really just about kind of prepping your mindset for that moment. But go back and let yourself feel that fear. Let it move through you. You can also go outside and ground yourself. And what I mean by that is, stand on the ground with your bare feet or put your bare hands on the ground. Although it's getting cold out in some places. I grew up in
Wisconsin. Oh, yeah.
So that one might not work if it's really cold, but if it's summer out or if in a warmer place, grounding yourself can also work. But any kind of that meditation, journaling, anything, praying, just whatever you can, gratitude really can raise your vibration very high. So any of those practices. So I would start there. And then be very clear on your ideal client. And so that I kind of do a whole pre-writing ritual. So, get your mindset together and then really focus on who your ideal client is. You might want to read, have a picture of them up somewhere, or read have a little character description. And so you can read it. So you can really just focus in who they are. And I like to focus in on one person. So if you can imagine one perfect person, hopefully somebody, or you can make it up if you haven't had that yet. And they don't have to have paid you. If you had done some volunteer work with somebody, like you had coached your hairdresser and they were a perfect client, imagine your hairdresser. And then write whatever you're going to write, write to that person. And really just imagine writing to them as a friend and being as passionate as possible. And the other tip that I would like to say when you're doing this is if this is hard for you to do, you're writing your own stuff, and even though you're writing to one person, you still feel like you're kind of slipping into that desperation energy, practice writing. Take yourself out of your own business. So practice writing an email. Let's say you have a friend. Let's say your ideal client is in a lot of back pain, and they don't believe in chiropractors, but you do, and you have a great chiropractor you want to recommend to them. So how would you write that email to them, convincing them to hire a chiropractor, and you have nothing financially involved in here? You're not going to get any money. You're not going to get a kickback. Nothing. What would you do? You simply just want to get your friend out of pain. How would you do that? So if you write it like that, do you see what I mean? You no longer are attached to the outcome. You're committed but not attached. You are committed to them getting the help. You are not attached to you getting money. So
it's a big shift. It is. It's about service.
Exactly. So that could be a great practice. Now, obviously, if you're a chiropractor listening to me, this may not work. So you might have to pick something else, a different. So that's what I mean. If you can practice that committed but not attached, or being in service, exactly what you just said. And if you can, so if you can approach that, so then moving back to your own copy, still be in that service. Be in that mode that you are serving your ideal client, your ideal prospect. You know they are in pain, and you are offering them a solution, and you are not attached. If you are not the right person for them, well, then obviously they're not your ideal client. Or if it's not quite the right time or whatever, you are not attached to them hiring you. You are simply attached to them getting help. You're committed to them getting help, but you are not attached to them hiring you. It's not easy to do when you're feeling really desperate for money, which is why, again, going back to the mindset, the gratitude, all of that other stuff. But the more you can be in that place, the more you will attract your perfect ideal clients to you.
I love that because I believe in service before sales, one of my company mottos, which just show up and be in that space for that person. And in this case, you are speaking to that person as you're writing this email, right?
Yep.
Or easing. It's like when you stay in that energy, I don't know, I think everything shifts in your business.
It does.
Because you're coming from a different place. Then, oh my God, I got to write this and I have to make it right because if it's not right, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills this month. I always tell my clients what you send out has a vibration to it.
Yes.
It's not just words on a failure or words in an inbox. It has a vibration. Whatever the energy you were feeling at the time you were writing, whether it's a web page, email, that is the energy they're going to feel on the other end. So are they feeling desperation or are they feeling love and service? So it's everything that you just shared. Which I love the mindset piece. I love that you have a copywriting ritual. I think that's a great tip is, you know, get grounded. Don't just look at it as another to-do on your to-do list. Get grounded. So those are some great tips. So thank you, Michelle.
Well, and I'm a big believer in rituals. So to me, I think like I've got, you know, writing rituals and you could do it as a sales ritual too. So, I mean, I make it a ritual. So I light candles, choose music, and then just really just, you know, get my, and it changes depending on what I'm writing. Like if I'm writing my novel, you know, I do a slightly different ritual versus writing, a blog post or writing a client email or whatever it is. I actually have slightly different ritual. I tweak it. And why I do that, which I think might be important for all of you, is because I'm letting my muse know that this is what I'm going to be working on. So an easing or a blog post or a sales letter or a sales email, all of that is different, a little bit different energetically. You know, and it requires sort of a different, different way of thinking. Like content is obviously going to be one, you know, you're going to be using one part of your brain, whereas a sales, you're going to be doing something else. So I think it's just helpful to prepare your muse and give your muse sort of a heads up. This is what we're going to be doing for the next hour. So with me, how I tweak the writing rituals is I light different candles. So, like, I have different candles for client work versus novels. I pick different music. So that's some of the ways that I personally have tweaked it so that it kind of help get my muse ready so that she shows up and helps me write whatever it is that I'm writing.
I love that because what I'm feeling, because I process it, sounds like a lot like you. And what I'm feeling is you. By having your rituals, you're dropping from your head and ego into your heart and grounding and centering before you write.
Yes, that's actually exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I can feel it because it's how I write. And for all the entrepreneurs that follow me, I know I have a lot of heart-centered coaches and authors and healers and therapists that follow me. And I've had many conversations with you guys, and you feel overwhelmed every time it comes to writing copy. And just as Michelle was describing her beautiful rituals, feel that in your body. Don't listen just with your ears. Feel it with your body because could you see the difference in the energy as Michelle described her rituals? You won't be getting in that muck of your head going, oh my God, what am I supposed to write?
Exactly.
Drop into your heart. You know, and for my clients that are listening, you hear that from me all the time. So I love that you have a different ritual for each purpose. You know, I think that's so important because it's almost like, because you've been doing that so long, having individual rituals, whether for your novel or the copywriting or the logs, your whole soul, body, everything knows, oh, it's this color candle and this music, and it has a memory.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I'm a ritual girl too, so you can tell that I'm really resonating with the tips that you're sharing with our listeners, because I know the importance and I know how it used to feel for me many years ago before I started incorporating my own rituals. A little different from yours, but a ritual is something very individual, right?
Yeah.
But yours, I could feel it in my body as you were describing it. And we have one more segment. So when we come back from our final break, I want to talk about some of the mistakes that people make when they try and craft love-based copy. And I'll be back in a moment with Michelle PW of lovebasedbiz.com. Make sure you visit her blog for all the amazing content on it. She also has a free love-based biz kit. And don't miss her love-based money podcast. I've been so excited because I have been a guest on her show, and that will be coming out shortly. I'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? Do you often wonder why it hasn't happened yet? When you are in alignment with your deepest desires, you have unlimited power to manifest more wealth, better health, and happiness. By using a unique formula and proven process to help you create higher levels of energy in the moment and long term, at the Wealth Attraction Academy, you'll discover the support you need to help you do just that. The Wealth Attraction Academy was founded by seven-figure business owner, international best-selling author, speaker, coach, and Aspire magazine expert columnist, Anne Sanfilippo. Anne's mission is to provide women like you with the tools and resources you need to manifest an abundant life of your dreams, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Visit WealthAttractionAcademy.com to claim your free Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness gift set and schedule a free discovery session today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Michelle PW of LoveBasedBiz.com. So, Michelle, you just shared some really beautiful rituals to help people ground in their heart and get centered before they start writing. What are some of the mistakes that you see people make when they try to craft love-based copy?
So I think one of the biggest ones is, and I want to start by saying, if you've done this or if you do this in the future, it's okay. So let's not beat ourselves up. But to me it's really important to take a stand and do it. So one of the worst things you can do energetically, and well, just in all sorts of ways, is to say, okay, I'm gonna write love-based copy. So then you go out and, you know, I'm going to do love-based copy. I love this. I'm so excited. So then you go out and let's say you're starting a launch and you start, you know, writing love-based copy and marketing. and then and you have you're committed to getting, let's say, 50 sales, and you're not getting 50 sales. Maybe you're getting 10, 15, 20 sales. And so what happens is you start to panic, and maybe you start to freak out. Maybe your ego is involved because you feel like people are going to, you know, judge you for not getting enough sales. Or maybe you're worried, again, you slip into kind of fear because, like, you were really counting on 50 sales because, you know, you needed to make this money to show your business, and the sales aren't coming in. You start to second-guess yourself. You start to think the universe is sending you messages. I mean, there's all these different places your head can go. But the reality is again, you are attached to the 50 sales is really what this is about. So what happens is, and like I said, this happens to everybody, you slip into fear-based copy and marketing. And a lot of times it's even unconscious. You don't even realize you're doing it. So, because you're just so attached to the 50 sales, and you're kind of and you slip into that desperation energy. So the problem when you so quite honestly, I would rather have you just embrace fear-based copy from the beginning than switch back and forth between love and fear. Switching back and forth between love and fear is extremely confusing, and you are going to And when you start doing that, you're going to actually mess yourself up more than if you simply committed to fear-based marketing and copy from the beginning and just did it and embraced it. So because there is a market, you know, there are businesses out there who are making money, and they're committed to the fear-based market. And those people tend to be people who think that the end result, that the ends justify the means. So if you are a believer that the ends justify the means, you probably are not bothered by fear-based copy and marketing, because in your head, you feel like it doesn't matter how you get them into your program. You know your program is great. It's just a matter of getting them in, or if you have to use fear to get them in, then so be it, because once they're in, their lives are going to change. So see how I phrase that? That there is a place that people with fear-based, just because you do fear-based stuff doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, they can very much have their hearts in a place where they want to change the world, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to do that. So people who tend to be more attracted to the love-based side, like you and me, Linda, are ones who do believe that the means and the ends justify, you know, that how you bring somebody into your program is just as important as the program itself. Because to me, I think the way your sales process should mirror the transformation process. So that's kind of a difference of philosophy and a difference of life. So, but back to the mistake, if you go to fear because you are afraid, you're going to mess everything up. And chances are it isn't going to work out. Whereas if you can continue to work through your own fears and your own mindset, stay in a vibration of love, you don't know, and just surrender to what's happening, you don't know what's going to happen. You can finish the launch, and yes, you still had 20 people and you wanted 50, and financially you needed 50, but then you had a VIP client show up and pay you the difference. So the money is still coming in, and that VIP client wouldn't have come in if you had switched to fear, because they were totally resonating with what you were doing. They just didn't want that. They just didn't want a product or a group program. They wanted a VIP experience with you. So that's why, you know, so if you're just committed to the amount of money, like if you need to make a certain amount of money, if you're committed to that and not attached to how it comes to you, then it opens up a lot of doors. A good friend of mine had she has one big launch every year in like February, March. And that launch sets the stage for her entire year. And a couple years ago, her launch just tanked. And it could have been very embarrassing for her, because she actually has a lot of very well-known friends and connections in the industry. So everybody knew it, that her launch just tanked. And it could be very embarrassing, because she's also about law of attraction and money. attraction. And so it's, and you know, here she's not attracting money on her launch. So, it, I mean, all of those doubts, all of that fear, all of that not enoughness, is, and it did come up, and she worked herself through it. And that year she was able to, because she didn't slip into fear, she didn't turn into desperate grasping stuff, and she actually finished that year making more money than the year before, even though her launch tanked. So you don't know what's going to happen. Even if it's a bad month, you know, you don't know how it's all going to suddenly start to work out in, you know, in the future. And if you just surrender and don't slip into fear, because that's just going to make things worse for you. It's going to make things more difficult. So the more you can not do that, the better.
And as you just said a few moments ago, people feel what you put out.
Yeah.
And what you said about showing up in your marketing, so it's the same as in the transformation you're going to give them through that product. Yeah. If suddenly your marketing, in love-based marketing, as you shared, and then the results aren't coming in the way you want, and you switch over to fear-based marketing, what I've been on the receiving end of that, right, getting emails, the first thing I say is, which is their truth?
Yes.
Because now I feel like I can't trust my instinct around working with them because it's like Jekyll and Hyde, because it's two very different energies coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, so which energy am I going to get if I work with them or buy this product? And for me, especially as someone that is sensitive to energy like that, I think it does do a disservice to your own business when that happens.
Yeah, it does. And the thing is that a lot of people, and the thing is that you're very astute, so you actually think of yourself that question. A lot of people may not consciously ask that themselves that, so they might not consciously be able to tell you what happened. They just feel it. So, and they feel the disconnect, and so they back off. Now, if you ask them that, they probably will say something like, oh, I just didn't have the time, or I didn't have the money. You know, so they'll probably default to one of those. But really it was energetically, they felt like it wasn't a good match. And so that's the thing. So, that's why this is one of those things that's kind of sneaky, but it's very powerful. Unfortunately, it can really affect things.
Well, I want to thank you because you've shared, you know, some great tips, especially the rituals, which I loved, and you shared some of the mistakes. For those who want to learn more and get to know you, where's the best place for them to connect with you?
So the Love Based Biz blog is great, lovebasedbiz.com. And then I'm also I'm starting a Facebook group, a free Facebook group, Love Based Business Movement. So you can join the Love Based Business Movement. And that's really where I'm going to be, you know, well, I'll be in the group. And you're going to get, what I want to do is creating a safe place for people to really come in and figure out, like, how to build a love-based copy or love-based business and, you know, live a love-based life. You know, it's one thing for us to, you know, me to sit here and teach, and I do teach, and I love to teach and inspire, but you know, but then there's practical things like, you know, what happens when this situation comes up, or how do you deal with this, or what happens here, or you know, what about this marketing piece, and you know, challenges are going to come up that are going to, you know, and so bringing that into the practical as much as possible is something that I'm really committed to. You know, my dad's a cancer researcher, so I kind of grew up with that very logical, factual thing. So this could be, so just a love-based business movement, if you search for it on Facebook. And I'm also going to even be tying my podcast into that, so you can ask questions there in the group, and I will answer them on my podcast. I'm actually very excited about what's going to happen. So that could be another great place to find me.
Yes, and on iTunes, it's Love-Based Money, and it's a phenomenal show. I enjoy listening to the show, so make sure you visit there too. So, Michelle, I want to thank you for being here today and just sharing your wisdom with my audience.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it as well.
And until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.